This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson eyes a comeback as Britain's Conservative Party members choose a new leader. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is among several British lawmakers trying to scoop up support ahead of a short, intense contest to become the country's next Prime Minister. The Conservative Party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit on Thursday after a turbulent 45-day term. Favourites include former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and House of Commons Leader Penny Mordaunt. The wild card is Johnson, who was forced to resign by the party just 3 months ago amid ethics scandals. Meanwhile, opposition leaders are calling for an early general election. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up a huge dam that would flood a swath of southern Ukraine as his forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. In a television address, Zelensky said Russian forces had planted explosives inside a huge dam, which holds back an enormous reservoir that dominates much of southern Ukraine, and were planning to blow it up and cover their retreat. Russia accused Kyiv earlier this week of planning to rocket the dam. The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine said Ukrainian forces had already used U.S.-supplied missiles against it in what Ukrainian officials called a sign Moscow could be planning to blow it up and blame Kyiv. Neither side produced evidence to back up their allegations. Zelensky called on world leaders to make clear that blowing up the dam would be treated, quote, exactly the same as the use of weapons of mass destruction. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Election Commission disqualified former Prime Minister Imran Khan on Friday from holding public office after its tribunal found him guilty of unlawfully selling state gifts given by foreign dignitaries and heads of state, a lawyer for Khan said. Khan, who has denied the charges, was accused of misusing his position to purchase and sell gifts received during state visits abroad that were worth over 140 million Pakistani rupees. A lawyer in Khan's team said the tribunal had no jurisdiction in the matter and said a challenge would be lodged in the High Court. After the tribunal's ruling, Khan's party spokesman called for supporters to come out on the streets to, quote, topple this parliament. China is doubling down on its time draconian zero COVID policies, even as the population may have wished for a hint at the Communist Party's Congress that rules would have been eased. Many residents have resigned themselves to lining up several times a week for virus tests, restrictions on their travels, and the ever-present possibility of a community lockdown. As the impact of extended pandemic school closures become clear, some educators and parents have regrets. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Third graders who struggle to sound out words, students who became depressed and stopped doing schoolwork, a decline in college attendance. Pandemic learning loss is controversial, but the casualties of Zoom school are real. Preliminary test scores from around the country confirm that for many students, the longer they studied remotely, the less they learned. Nationally, kids whose schools met mostly online in the 2020-21 school year performed 13 percentage points lower in math and 8 percentage points lower in reading, according to a 2022 study by Brown University. But former Los Angeles school superintendent Austin Buettner cautions against second-guessing the closures. He says it's easy with hindsight to say, oh, learning loss, we should have opened, but people forget how many people died. Experts interviewed by the Associated Press say intensive tutoring, year-round school, or doubling up on math and reading could help students catch up. But Harvard economist Tom Kane points out too few schools have been able to make those investments. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is among several British lawmakers trying to scoop up support ahead of a short, intense contest to become the country's next Prime Minister. The Conservative Party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit Thursday after a turbulent 45-day term. Favorites include former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and House of Commons Leader Penny Mordaunt. The wild card is Johnson, who was forced to resign by the party just over 3 months ago amid ethics scandals. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.